It's almost the start of Lady Fest, which is a festival dedicated to celebrating and supporting female comedians. It's running from Friday, September 4th to September 6th, and I'm currently sitting here with the organizers of Lady Fest, who are also part of Women in Comedy Montreal. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
My name is Erin, and I'm the communications director. So I've been mostly taking care of press and media and branding, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Katie. And so I guess I'm a festival director and founder of Women in Comedy Montreal. And just been helping with programming and getting the buzz out. And
all right. So maybe just to create some context, could you explain what Lady Fest is about?
Yeah. Lady Fest is a festival celebrating the comedic talents of women in Montreal and abroad. We have people coming from New York and Toronto this year. And it's really just to recognize the people that are working hard on their comedy and an opportunity to have a festival to recognize that.
Mm-hmm. And how long has this festival been running?
It's the first year. Yeah. So basically what happened is I went to New York City for the Sketch Festival, New York City Sketch Festival last fall. And I attended a Women in Comedy panel there. And I just, it kind of acknowledged the hard work that we've all been putting in. Like, even if Montreal is a smaller city, like, we're still working just as hard as, you know, the big leagues in New York. So I came back feeling like really inspired, and I wanted to just bring more attention to the female comics here. So that's why I started this Women in Comedy Montreal page, and then got together with Erin Hall and the Larvae, and right from the get-go we've been building shows and producing shows towards this festival. So we've had some open mic nights named Hey Gorgeous. We had a Loud and Funny Femmes night, which was like a curated variety night with sketch and improv and stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also had a Women in Comedy panel ourselves in the Montreal Sketch Festival. And we had Dave Sawyer, who was from Women in Comedy Festival in Boston. He's one of the producers there. And we had Chris and Bartlett from New York City from Upright Citizens Brigade. And then we had some local Montrealers as well. Don Ford was on, Sasha Mignoli. And then, yeah.
All right, so how long did preparation take for Lady Fest to happen?
We've been heavily working on it since January.
I would say that we announced it in January at one of our first events. And then the preparation in terms of building what the brand would be, like choosing our narwhal mascot and logo, you know, it started it right away in January, and it's just developed into what it is now. The hardest work has really been in the last couple of weeks, I would say, with everything leading up to then being consistent. Lar, myself, and Katie met, I would say, at least once every 2 weeks tops. The farthest we would go without meeting would be 2 weeks up. All the way from January to now.
Okay, wow. Could you maybe explain the purpose of the narwhal as the mascot for Lady Fest?
Okay, so in December, we were discussing what to choose as our mascot, and Lar brought up the
narwhal.
The narwhal
female. Female narwhals, only 15% of female narwhals grow a tooth, whereas almost all male narwhals do.
So we started laughing about how there was a similar percentage of women that were headlining comedy shows here in Montreal and elsewhere. And, it kind of developed into this story of you know, the female comedian is this narwhal, this elusive narwhal with a tooth. We're encouraging other women to also grow their horn or their tooth and to break through the ice,
keep on working and
just encourage, I mean, which matches our mandate of just encouraging women to participate in comedy and to put themselves out there to for performance and writing, anything like that.
Oh, wow. That's actually a really cool analogy.
It's actually really cool. I don't know how much you know about narwhals, but the tooth that they grow, it's like a reverse tooth. Like humans, you know, the sensitive parts on the inside and the hard shells on the outside. But for a narwhal, the outside of the tooth has like 10 million sensors on it. So it's the sensitive parts on the outside and strength is on the inside. So it's kind of a, it keeps on going. You know, the analogy that works well.
The pod thing, there's a narwhal traveling pod.
Yeah.
And we're in, you know, pods of about 15 to 20, which is about how many artists we have performing in this festival. We just keep on finding out more facts.
Yeah.
Like, making the narwhal suit our festival perfectly.
That's amazing. So speaking of funny women, I guess, and female comedians, what sort of problems do female comedians often face within the comedy community?
I think what I've heard women speak of, like in a stand-up realm, I guess it's applicable to improv and sketch as well. But I've spoken to a few comedians that, you know, when they go to an open mic, let's say, and I guess there are like lower standards of who can perform. Sometimes there'll be a lot of, I guess, just immature jokes, I guess, that are being made that some women find offense to. But overall, the Montreal scene, like the men in the scene, the women in the scene, you know, we're all a big pack of friends, I'd say, you know, and overall, and
yeah,
men and women are support each other equally, I think. And
also, I'm not sure if there's a negative. Today, I was mentioning the festival to a colleague at work, and it was really funny. I said, yeah, I'm helping produce this Women in Comedy Festival. And she said, oh, cool. I don't really like female comedians. And I was a woman. And I was like, well, that's a very gross generalization.
Yeah.
Well, and I asked her why. And she said, oh, they always talk about the same thing, their periods or whatever. And I thought that to be a really interesting comment because I feel like that might be one of another answer to your question. People might, you know, just assume that maybe they saw one female comic that they didn't like, and they assume that all female comics are the same, or I'm really not sure, but I do think that it has something to do with them not, there not being that as many as we would like, that are headlining bills, and then maybe that's where the generalizations come from, because people aren't being exposed to as much variety as there is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of variety, there are a variety of female comedians performing for stand-up. How did you choose the comedians, or how did you find them?
Well, we really wanted to reach out to Iman, and she's in and out of Montreal right now. But a few years ago, she produced a stand-up festival for women, a two-night thing. And so we communicated with her, and she was overjoyed and happy to do that, to be a part of it. And she's such a wonderfully outspoken individual, and a strong, you know, pioneer in Montreal. And I'd say Trana is someone that we admire and respect, and she's such a beautifully genuine person, and you know, she brings her own life experience to the table. Aisha Alpha was someone I saw at Just for Laughs, and I saw her do the Homegrown edition, and I was blown away by her stand-up, and so we approached her, and she was happy to jump on board as well. Mariam Khan is someone we hadn't programmed during the year, and so we wanted, like in the shows we produce, so we wanted to reach out to her as well. And she's, you know, got her own style, I think, which will maybe differ from some of the other comics on stage. So it's really creating the right vibe. And the Wilkie is just like, I feel like she's just such a good old fashioned say what she feels comedian, and I really admire that skill that she has, and the way she goes about telling stories and being herself. She's awesome.
That's great. Have you faced any sort of difficulties while trying to make this festival happen, or while organizing this festival?
No. I mean, it hasn't been like, you know, I think the first year you're really trying to find your identity. And so,
well, we don't have any funding right now. We're hoping that perhaps we'll be able to apply for grants and sponsors, et cetera, next year. But so obviously it's a little bit nerve-wracking to like be the sole investor. But we've received incredibly, like the response from the community has been incredible and very supportive. And so in terms of that, it's wonderful.
All right, that sounds amazing. I guess, would you consider the Montreal comedy scene a very inclusive or supportive space for female comedians?
Yeah, I think it is. I think that, you know, the comedians themselves support each other a lot and go see each other perform. I think one of the things we hope to accomplish with this is to draw more attention to comedy in general and to get people to come on down and check something out. Just maybe people that wouldn't normally go and see a comedy show, like we want to encourage that to happen on a more regular basis as well. So I think this is a good way to showcase like our city's amazing talent.
Mm-hmm.
And then people will follow up with the people that they admire and follow them and watch as they develop too. And yeah.
All right. So just one final question. Do you have any advice for women who are trying to get into comedy?
I think like the biggest thing that I've learned this year is that don't postpone and take risks and
come participate in one of our workshops this weekend.
That's a great way to get there.
Yeah. There's a free improv workshop on Sunday and a pay what you can confidence building workshop on Saturday.
Okay. Thank you so much for speaking with me. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great one.